双胞胎。
Maybe you have realized the church in Osborne Park gave birth to twins.
就是分出这个法拉盛的教会还有布鲁克林同时分两个教会。
Because in one same
同时分出两个教会。
It's one same year, two houses of prayer branch out. One is Flushing, the other one is Brooklyn.
那布鲁克林现在还没有自己的会堂。
Brooklyn does not yet have their own building.
那这个法拉盛刚买了一块地。
Flushing does purchase a church building.
也不晓得你有没有注意到，其实如果你有特别注意中餐的祷告时间跟晚餐的祷告时间，我们纽约区的信徒很多人都在前面祷告。
You might have noticed that during the lunchtime prayer, during time prayer, many brothers and sisters from the New York churches pray here in the front.
我觉得那边的祷告精神，尤其在十几年前每次我去房后教会我都觉得被他们祷告声音这个震撼到。
And their spirit of prayer, especially 10 years ago, is quite remarkable. I remember when I visited 10 years, I was toppled by this wall of sound of prayer.
And
most of the people in New York were newly immigrants at the time.
很多人他们的不是所有的很多大部分的人呢都是在生活当中呢都需要神特别照顾的。
Many of them, perhaps not all of them, but many of them need God's own guidance in their day-to-day lives.
所以就在祷告当中你就看到那个真的你会听到尤其十年前真的是打雷的声音群众的声音众水的声音。
10 years ago, the sound of the prayers could be likened to the thunder, to the multitude of waters.
当然最近大家生活越来越好。
And now lately, the lives of the members in New York have been improving.
所以雷声有小一点点。
So the thundering isn't as vigorous or fear-instilling as before.
但是我看他们祷告的精神还是非常的令人羡慕。
But still, their attitude to prayer and how they tackle is still worthy of our admiration.
那今天跟我们见证的都是来自纽约三个教会。
All three brethren testifying come from the churches of New York.
我们先请那个双胞胎的第一胎王命珠。
We invite the first one of the twins to come, Brother Ming Tu Wang.
奉主耶稣圣名在这边做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
小弟是今年是第四年来到 NITS.
This is my fourth year at NITS.
自己的四年前也第一次来，也是在我们。
I remember 4 years ago, during my first year, NITS was held right here in Irvine.
那个时候，我们布鲁林地区那个礼拜一晚上的查经聚会刚刚开始查诗篇。
And during that time, our Bible study on Monday evenings in Brooklyn just started studying the Book of Psalm.
那小弟上个礼拜来，礼拜一参加完了是查到诗篇的142篇。
And last time on Monday, we reached Psalm 142.
大家都知道快结束到了山顶了。
And so you can see it is almost there, almost touching the top of the mountain.
好像觉得还好像挺依恋的，挺不是滋味的。
And it is quite an experience. There is a lot of flavors and taste to be found there.
很有感想。
It leads us to be filled with thoughts.
四年时间。说长不长，也说短也不短。
Four years is not that long period of time, but it's not that short of time either.
在四年当中，相信发生了很多很多的事。
In these 4 years, many many things happened.
但每件事细想之下，都很清楚，会感受到神的话语的力量带领。
When we think about it, and when we set our minds to meditate upon the things that happened, we give thanks and we realize the power of the Word of God.
神借着他的话语，好像让我们时常感到他在呵护着我们。
Through God's word, we can see how He constantly watching over us.
小弟今天就用一件很难忘怀的事，也就是大家知道前一阵子我们的亲爱的彭飞弟兄离世了。我生病到离世这一段的经历，我想跟大家分享。
I would like to share with you a very memorable, hard to forget experience, which is the passing of our beloved brother Liu Pengfei in Queens.
因为其他地方的弟兄姐妹可能不知道，我们纽约的知道刘鹏飞弟兄生病，今年4月24日， 被主接走。
Other brothers and sisters outside of New York area might not know, but if you're from New York, you should learn that Brother Peng Fei was received up in the arms of the Lord on the 24th of April this year.
很年轻，四十出头。
He was very young. He was in his early 40s.
记得在，也就是在一月份的时候，一个安息日的下午，我们守完安息日在回家的路上。
In January, after we finished service and we were going home,
我收接到彭飞弟兄的电话。
I received a call from Brother Peng Fei.
他说：“王弟兄，王弟兄，不好了，结果那个收到一个那个诊断的结果不好的消息。”
He told me, Brother Wang, the diagnosis is not good.
因为他收到那个肠胃科的那个医生那边叫他去看结果。
He received a call from the gastroenterologist to go to his practice so that they could discuss the results of the report.
He didn't feel
very well during the past 2 or 3 weeks. He went to do several checkups, but nothing was found in his digestive system.
So I was always trying to comfort him, the doctor is like this.就是按来拿钱，就是让你检查这，我不要担心。
I'm comforted him saying, "Don't worry too much. That there is no result yet. This is what doctors do now. They run this test on you, that test on you, and charge you or the insurance."
这个消息来了，我就真的也被他吓呆了。
And when the final result came, I was also astonished.
那我把家人送回家以后，马上就出去又跟他在一起。
After I drove my family home, I headed out right away to go to Brother Peng Fei.
那天我们讲了谈了很多很多。
That night we talked about many things.
他说王弟兄很奇妙，我昨天晚上看诗篇，昨天晚上我就翻到诗篇。
He told me, Brother Wang, it's quite mysterious. Last night I was reading the book of Psalm.
他就看到诗篇的121篇。
And he saw Psalm 121.
一节二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
他说我要向高山举目。我的帮助从何而来
？And it says, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help?"
我的帮助是从造天地的主而来。
My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth.
他说不知道怎么搞的，好像有的预感会出事，有事。
He felt that he didn't know exactly how, but that something would happen.
但是很有个信念力量在身上。
He had a thought.Power, a strength within.
第二天你安息日，他可能是那个手机是关的震动没有收到，于是那个诊所一直叫他回去。
The second day, he kept him so on vibrating, he didn't realize that people were calling. It was the gastroenterologist calling him to go to see the results.
所以他都跟医生在一起。就了解到这个情况。
So after talking to the doctors, he understood the situation of his condition.
他告诉我说：“哎，很奇妙，我的胆子不是很大，我是很弱的一个人。”
And he told me, "You know what? I am not a person of great courage. I am normally quite timid and shy."
好像有预感，听到这个声音不惊讶，而且很淡定。
But when he heard this voice, it didn't cause his fear, but he was stable and affirmed.
就自己也被自己吓到了。
And he was taken aback by his own behavior.
医生也觉得惊讶。
The doctor also thought it was unusual.
他告诉医生说：“不要紧，你该怎么做，什么情况，实实在在跟我说。”他当时是一个人去，太太没去。
At that time, Brother Peng Fei was by himself at the doctor's office, and he told the doctor, "Doctor, just be frank, open with me. However it is, just tell it like it is."
因为我是基督徒。
Because I am a Christian.
是的，那个接下来的化疗是那个阶段当中，我就感觉到不一样。
I realized something different during the months of chemotherapy that followed.
化疗当中这个过程是痛苦的。
The process of chemotherapy is quite painful.
我时常想起都心疼。
And when I think about it, I ache inside.
但是这个心那个身体的疼，首先他遇到。很多时候，因为年轻被人家嘲笑。
Because he was mocked as a youth.
很多时候说，哦，这么年轻得了这个病。
In the sense. 得了
这个绝症。
As I, oh, you're so young. Why are you so sick?
那我实在觉得这个些人很残忍。
And I feel that these people are just too heartless and cruel.
就是说很无情，很残忍。
They were absolutely heartless.
我们觉得，我觉得心会绞痛的。
And my heart breaks and it aches when it hears these sort of mocking.
但他反而反安慰我。
But he turned to me instead and comforted me.
啊，这你看这些人很可怜啊。
These people are so pitiable.
那么无知，因为他不知道生命在神手里。
They are ignorant because they don't know that God's word is God's. The life is in God's hand.
他这样夸口是很无知的。
And their boasting it shows their ignorance.
那在那个胃癌晚期，胃癌那个大家可能清楚，就是说吃不了东西，在化疗当中咳嗽，睡不着觉，就这样交错的。
You may know what happens with the stomach cancer. One cannot eat properly, cannot sleep properly. When one coughs, there are many complications as well.
但是稍微精神好一点，我们晚间的礼拜五晚间查经聚会，礼拜一的查经聚会，他都一直要交代，就是说要打电话给他。
Even in under his condition, he told us to call him for the Friday night service and also for the Monday service.
啊，一舒服，一不一也一稍微清楚一点，那个清舒服一点就打电话问到哪查到哪一章。
When he was feeling well, he would call us to kindly remind him up to what chapter we had studied.
祷告的时候，最后结束祷告的时候，一定要通知他，他一起祷告。
And he wanted us to call him when we concluded the study and were about to pray, so that he could pray with us.
真的，无形当中给我们增添了不少的力量。
And through him, actually, we were strengthened, and not just a little.
有一次，我们在一起，在他家里。
Once we were all together at his house.
他说：“啊，王弟兄啊，我们看哈、啊，平时在看窗外那个太阳升上升降落。”
And he said, "Brother,
不觉得什么样。
Brother Wang, normally, when we look at the window in the morning, the evening, the sun goes up, the sun goes down.It is nothing, we don't feel anything about it. It seems to be expected, it is ordinary.
啊，这个时候看了真的不一样，很珍惜。
But now, with his newfound vantage point of view, it was absolutely different. Each single moment was precious.
我们的信仰也是这样。
The same thing applies to our faith.
这个时候看到信仰很要抓抓紧紧，很紧。
If we see an opportunity to improve our faith, to push it up higher, we need to get hold of it.
可能他们夫妇在平时在私下有说到，比如说万一他不在，可能他只让太太带孩子去喂走去。
Maybe a husband and wife they already discussed what would happen if something unfortunate happened to him. Maybe the wife would take the kids out of state.
他说你一定要答应我，你要看住他，一定要留在他们，留他把他们留在纽约，再怎么样。
My brother Peng Fei said that he entrusted to his wife to surely allow his children to remain in New York and close to the church.
他说那个有时候受不了，在化验当中很痛苦，受不了。
Brother Peng Fei shared that he sometimes couldn't take the pain from chemotherapy.
就是说心里话，他说我巴不得现在就离去。
And he said honestly and from the heart, I'd rather go now, right now.
但是他清楚知道，我们神的儿女不能那样做。
But he knew that as sons of daughters of God, that is not what we should do.
还是要想到这个宝贵的信仰。
Rather, we need to think about how valuable our faith is.
最后的日子是他4月23号的下午。
On the afternoon of April the 23rd.
记得大家记得很，我那个时候我们皇后教会在办灵恩布道会，开始是礼拜四开始，礼拜三开始，礼拜四晚上还有。
That was our Queen's spiritual convocation. It was Friday evening was evangelical service.
我本来我是6点下班，我本来下班准备去 去教会去参加布道会。
I get off work at 6 and I had originally intended to go to the evangelical service in Queens after work.
在下午五点钟的时候，差不多五点的时候，他来一个电话。
At around 5 p.m. I receive a phone call.
来个电话就说三句话。
And in the phone call, three phrases were spoken.
因为那一阵子已经就是说，虽然说他身体是剩下就是瘦瘦的，就剩下就瘦了小小个子。
It was a brother Peng Fei. During that time, he was already very, very skinny and weak and sickly.
但是他的精神啊，精神他讲话一直还是很根本还是很坚强的，很清楚。
However, his mind was still very clear and his spirit was still strong.
但是那天下午他打电话给三句话，他第一句说：“王弟兄，你我很不容易打这个电话。”
That afternoon, when he called me, he said three things to me. One, Brother Wang, it is with great effort that I am calling you now.
另外说，可能有事。
Then, something is up.
你快过来。
Please come as soon as you can.
三句话。Just, 我怎么想也没办法，好像不至于这么那个，因为那天下午有见过弟兄，看过他。
And I didn't know what to think or expect because Brother You Jianguo had visited him that same day in the afternoon.
所以我赶紧打电话给You Jianguo，你走的时候他怎么样？You Jianguo好像还没到，在路上。
So I called
him. 还没到教会，在路上。
Brother You Jianguo to ask him how was Brother Peng Fei's condition when he told me earlier that day. Brother You Jianguo happened to be driving to church along the way.
结果说是很累，在跟他在一起也没说什么，那就是说我明天要回天家，一直跟You Jianguo弟兄说。
Brother You Jianguo said that well, nothing much really happened. He looked very tired, but he kept saying, "Tomorrow I'm going home. Tomorrow I'm going home."
我明天要回天家，就还说很多次。
Many times he repeated, "Tomorrow I'm going to my heavenly home."
但是那个时候，他因为他又吃药，服用那个药，就是我们这一直以为是幻觉。
Because of the many medications he was taking, we thought it was maybe a hallucination or something like that.
他有见过这个没有在这边，我就赶紧正好感谢主，就有一个叫云斌弟兄，他休息在家里。
Although I couldn't contact Brother You Jianguo, thank God I could contact Brother Yun Bing, who was resting at home.
那我要六点下班，我们没办法就叫云斌弟兄先过去。他当时是住在那个医院，那个就加护病房那种那个。
Because it was not 6 o'clock yet, I couldn't get off work, so I asked Brother Yun Bing to pay a visit to Brother Peng Fei. My Brother Yun Bing worked at the ICU unit in the hospital.
那云斌后来给我说没有，他就不说就坐在床上，也没说什么。没有什么反常。
So Brother Yun Bing confirmed to me that Brother Peng Fei looked normal. He was sitting quietly on his hospital bed.
那到我下班六点，我就不去教会，参加不了，我就过去。
So at 6 p.m. I did not head to church as planned, but I'd rather head to the hospital to see Brother Peng Fei.
对，那云斌，我三个人在那边。那我说你哪里是不是有什么不舒服？他没说什么。
And there, was Brother Peng Fei, Brother Yun Bing, and myself. So I asked Brother Peng Fei, "So how do you feel? Is anything hurting, aching?" But Brother Peng Fei said nothing.
因为那个症在就是很弱，就上下床吃东西都是好像护士，他就没有力气一样。
And that time he didn't have any strength left. Nurses had to help him get on and off the hospital bed, feed him, and so on.
那我说我就说，后来叫云斌弟兄去，到回家去带他太太过来。
So I charged Brother Yun Bing to go back to Brother Peng Fei's house to bring his wife and kids to the hospital.
那他回去带太太可能要带有女孩子，基本上如果我想，我后来想有两个小时，我两个人单独在一起。
And I think that during the process of having the family come to the hospital, I was alone with Brother Peng Fei.
他就是半昏迷状态靠着，就是说又睡过去又醒过来，第一次醒过来又自言自语的，太奇妙，就一直说很奇妙。
He was half asleep, half conscious most of the time, and when he returned his consciousness, he would say, "It is just too wonderful, too wonderful."
那个时候在有七点啊，七点左右。
At that time, it was 7 p.m.
后来又迷迷糊糊过去。
And then he fell unconscious again.
又第二次又醒过来，又是这样重复的，很奇妙，很奇妙。
The second time he gained consciousness, he repeated the same thing. It is so wonderful, so wonderful.
那个时候是在我那个，我这根本我可能神经大根，我根本没想到有一天领到，我就觉得好像他是药性，就那个在那个讲胡话来着。
At that time, I don't know what happened to me. I didn't put two and two together. It seemed to me that he was just saying a lot of nonsense.
但是第二次起来的时候，我就觉得我因为他呕吐啊什么，好像护士也没有搞得很干净。
The second time after he was conscious again, he vomited and the nurse didn't clean up completely that time.
我跟他说，我用那个湿的纸巾，湿巾，我给你擦擦脸，好吧？
So I asked him, "Can I? Would you allow me to wipe your face? That you have a little something still on it?"
他说，他点头。
So he nodded at me.
我记得我这个跟他签，我无形的，我自言好像我自己也是自言自语，我会冒出来一句说：“不要怕，神，我们主神不会让我们羞愧的。”
And as I was wiping down Brother Peng Fei, I don't know if I was talking to myself or something pushed me to talk, but I said, "Do not fear. God will take care of you."
不由自主会说这样话。
And I also said, God will not let you be ashamed.
因为他最担心的，他说还叫那个我们那个受精姐妹也来了。Then
afterwards.
在清醒的时候，前几一阵子，比如清醒的时候，叫他要写一个遗嘱，用中英文还要翻译中英文，这个遗嘱叫我也他自己签字。
Sister Sao Jin came, and later Brother Peng Fei wrote his will on a piece of paper. It was translated to English and then signed on the bottom.
他主要担心就是说，危险突然间危险来了，医生让他抢救，会抢救那个瘦瘦嘎嘎，就是说抢救了会不成样子，怕这样子。So
Brother Peng Fei was afraid that if he didn't give an order of do not resuscitate, the doctor will try to rescue him, and his condition will be even worse.
所以他很在乎最后这个尊荣。He
cared about his honor in his last hours.
而且一个就特意叫受精姐妹打一个一份，让签字给我，就交代说我有权制止他们做最后这个抢救。
So Brother Peng Fei expressed to Sister Sao Jin that he wanted to write a sort of power transfer so that I could decide for him what to do were the situation to turn worse.
所以我那个时候怎么好像说不自然，冒出说神会不会让我们羞愧，就是这个在那个场合好像不大合宜的话。
I don't know why I said that. The Lord would not leave us to be ashamed. It didn't really fit the situation at the time.
就这样子，后来他太太云斌弟兄都来了，那把他孩子也寄在云斌弟兄家里。
Later on, Brother Yingbing came together with Brother Peng Fei's wife and kids who lived at Brother Yingbing's house.
那这最后我们在一起，他太太给他那个一直问他那怎么样。
When the wife came in, she kept asking Brother Peng Fei, "How are you? How are you doing?"
就是说我明还是坚持我明天回天家。
But he kept saying, "Tomorrow I'm going to the heavenly home."
那他来就我没有问他，问他就问啊，那你看到天家没？一定要跟着主耶稣走。你那个天家怎么样？有没有看到？
So the wife kept asking him, "Did you see the Lord Jesus Christ? If you see him, follow him. Do you see anything up there in our heavenly home?"
哦，美不美？
Is it wonderful? Is it beautiful?
那很美，很美。但是迷迷糊糊的昏迷当中，都会，他清楚，他老清楚。
In his seemingly semi-conscious state, he knew what he was talking about. He said, "Yes, it is beautiful."
那他到了差不多九点的，我想我有具体在九点十点这样。
At around 9 or 10 p.m.
他那么瘦，平时都要人扶着上下床。
He was normally, at that time he was skinny, and he didn't have the strength to get on and off the bed. People have to help him.
对，那个时候他太太，我还有我女儿跟她男朋友也在，就突然间他 那个还挂着氧气，那个氧气。
At that time, my wife came, as well as my daughter and her boyfriend at the time, and he was still breathing through an oxygen mask.
就突然间下来，非常明显，就抓都抓不住，往过道跑。
And all of a sudden,
冲到过道去。
With a strength found from nowhere that he gathered, he forced his way to the corridor. No one could restrain him.
就嘴巴就叫两个，一个叫妈咪，一个叫传道，就一直叫，一直叫，一个叫妈咪，一直叫传道。
And he kept yelling two things. One is mommy, the other one is pastor.
啊，好不容易劝回来，那一夜就。
In the end, we managed to bring him back, convince him to come back to his room.
那护士也扫马脚了，也还他好，连哄带骗在那边，他就才静下来。
The nurses also work hard to try to subdue him to calm him down.
那我们那样子，我说实在，我那时候根本都没想到，真的第二天会回天家。
At that time, I didn't even think about that. The following day, he would go back home.
那我好像快十一点，我就回去，他太太留着在那边看。
It was about 11 p.m., so I had to leave, and his wife remained with him.
那第二天我也还要上班，八点多九点，我是九点上班，到了单位，到公司。
The second day, I still needed to work and report to work at 9 a.m.
他太太是因为好像他女儿有那个。约的儿科医生还是也是九点左右也去，他还打发他太太说你回去赶紧去带孩子去医院。
Mother Peng Fei's daughter had an appointment with the dentist, so the wife had to take the daughter to the dentist. Brother Peng Fei was telling me, just go, don't worry.
就还不到九点了，就大家我事情都还没我也还没上还没有到开门上班哦。那个医院打电话过来。
Before I managed to get into the door of my office to start our day's work, I got a call from the hospital.
他情况不好，那所以我跟我他那个秀云姐妹都过去。
The situation was not good, so Sister Xiu Yun and I went to the hospital.
那时候他还是清醒，但是眼睛也睁不开，就是很虚弱，很虚弱。
He was conscious, but now he was weak to the point that he could not open his eyelids.
在那个时候，那个。就是说他太太就跟他还是在喊着叫的，就是说要跟着主走。
At that time, the wife and the daughter kept loudly telling Brother Peng Fei, walk with the Lord, follow the Lord.
但是他好像还有什么心事没有放下来。
But it seemed that there was something yet unsettled that needed to be resolved.
最后就我问他，我又问他，我因为我知道就平时聊天，你是不是不放心？秀云姐妹她两个人跟她女儿是去惠州，一定要留在纽约，是不是
？So I kept asking Brother Peng Fei because I knew him and from previous conversations I knew what he desired. I asked him, is the problem that you don't trust that your children can remain here in New York?And not be taken out of state.
所以他还会点头，是这个。我就叫秀云赶紧，你跟他说我不走了，就在纽约，就在我们教会边上。
And he managed to nod as if he understood what I was saying. And I tell him, don't worry, I'll make sure they do stay here in New York.
所以就大概十点左右就这样安然的走了。
So around 10 a.m., this is how he passed peacefully and quietly.
这个过程还有很多时间有限，还有很多很奇妙。就是说我后来我经常在思想这一段政治的事。
After these things transcurred, I kept thinking about the things that had happened. There are many wonderful, miraculous things that happened in the midst of it all.
我们信的主基督徒，我们也会有患难，有病痛。
As Christians, we still have the same trouble to go through. We still have the same illnesses to go through.
但结果一定是不一样的。
But the outcome, we can be sure, will be different for us.
我们也曾经听到看到，有的人听到这个结果不好，我看到有听到一个人把钱都撒在过道上，绝望了。
And we heard people, non-believers, tackle death in a very unworthy manner. For example, they take all their cash and just throw it out to the streets and scatter it around.
但是我们彭威弟兄那么懦弱的人，他什么力量这么撑得着他这么做？
The brother Peng Fei was too weak. He was too weak to do anything really.
因为有神的同在。
But he had the abundance of God.
所以他被接走，我们真的很不舍的。
So it is very unwillingly that we let go of him.
但是感谢神给的这个奇妙的显示，我觉得他是活在我们天父的怀中。
But I truly thank God for this miraculous manifestation. I do believe that now he's in the arm of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of this, I feel a great comfort. Thank God. Sister Liang Xiaolang.
Hallelujah,
in Jesus Christ, I share with you some testimonies.
感谢主让我还有NATS让我有机会来这边跟大家分享。
I thank the Lord and our NATS working team to allow me this opportunity to share the following words.
那虽然我是主动提出要做这样的见证。
Although I myself volunteered to come out here to testify.
那原因是因为 我知道最近很多地方教会都在发展，然后分社。
To my knowledge, there are many churches in the U.S. which are purchasing their new chapel, establishing themselves, or expanding their current buildings.
那我想来跟大家分享一下神在我们身上所做的恩典。
I'd like to share with you the grace of the Lord as we experienced it.
然后另外一方面是在我们分社的过程，像刚。 弟兄也有分享，我们那边的信徒真的都是资源比较缺乏的。And
just like I mentioned previously, it is true that many of our brothers and sisters are a bit more lacking financially in New York.
其实，在我们分社的过程，受到我们全美国教会大家说的爱心。所以，这个如果我们能够再成立一个新的教会，这是一个属于大家的教会。Therefore,
I would like to share with you the process of branching out and how we receive the support from brothers and sisters from the U.S. and all over the world. So, if there is a new church there, it belongs to you as well.
所以，为此我要来这里跟大家分享，也感谢神。And
because of this, I will hereby like to share my testimony to thank God.
那第三点也是因为我们目前在 建筑上面还有一些困难，也请求大家继续为我们代祷。Thirdly,
I would like to request your prayers because we have still some difficulties in the process of building our new chapel.
那这十五年来的我们法阿僧分社的过程，其实对我们来说也是一个信心的旅程。These
15 years in which we searched, purchased, and built our new chapel have been quite a journey in our faith.
那2005年呢，我跟年弟兄呢，刚刚经历了一场我们人生最不幸也是最幸运的事情。In
year 2015, Brother Joey, my husband, and I went through the most unfortunate and the most fortunate thing in our lives.
因为我们在纽约读书，那年弟兄有一天回来，然后说他头痛发烧。We
are students in New York, and one day, Brother Joey came home and he told me that he had some fever and have some headaches.
那我们送去医院，医生说没有什么问题，就好像你的头脑感冒了，回去休息一下，吃点 Tylenol 就会好了。We
sent him to. We went to the hospital and the doctor said can't find anything. It seems like some sort of cold. Just take some Tylenol, get some rest, you'll be fine.
然后三天后，年弟兄就在家里昏迷，然后到最后以至于到医院已经失去大部分的生命迹象了。
Three days later, Brother Joey fell unconscious, and by the time he reached the hospital, all his vital signs were almost gone.
然后后来，虽然他有清醒，医生跟我说他有可能智能受损，也有可能变成植物人。
I was told later on that although he suffered unconscious, it would be possible that because of brain damage, he would become and he would be in vegetative state.
然后他从他的肋骨以下全部都没有任何的知觉，所以医生说他应该也瘫痪了。He
had absolutely no sensation below the waist, so it is possible that he would be paraplegic as well.
然后也要靠，可能也要一直靠着呼吸器活下去。It
is possible also that he would have to rely on a respirator to continue living.
可是我们也在那一年，皇后教会还有纽泽西的伊丽莎白教会来看我们。
And that year, people from the churches in Queens, also from New Jersey, came to see us.
在医生说他可能没有救的情况下，神却牵着我的手，抱着他，带着我们走过来。
When the doctor says there was no hope, it was God who led me and him by the hand to go through this arduous journey.
所以当年弟兄重新可以站立的时候，我们回到纽约继续读书。
So when Brother Joey was able to get on his feet, we returned to New York and continued our studies.
那时候我的心里非常的火热。
And that time my heart was burning with zeal.
我觉得任何人在经历这么大的一个神的恩典之后，你一定会觉得说我会是教会里面最谦卑。
I feel that if someone experiences such dramatic and such a great grace from God, they will think I will be the humblest person in the church.
然后最热心,
the most zealous for God in the church.
要最勤劳,
the most hardworking in the church.
当然后来这些也都没有马上就发生。
Of course, all these things didn't materialize the next day.
那我还记得那时候我就被带到法拉盛去聚会。
I remember that at time I was led to Flushing to service.
那时候年弟兄还不太能走路，还是派姐妹那个带我们唱诗的姐妹去载我们的。
At that time, Brother Joey couldn't walk quite well, so Sister Pat, the sister that listened in the evening service, gave us a ride to the church.
可是当我们到了法拉盛那时候聚会的地方是一个乒乓球教室。
When we arrived at the place of worship in Flushing, we found out that it was a table tennis school.
然后就在一个殡仪馆的隔壁。
It was next to a funeral home.
然后里面非常的臭。
And inside it reeked.
我都怀疑是不是隔壁那个殡仪馆他们烧死人的味道传进来的。
I didn't want to think about it, but I thought about it. I was wondering if that was the smell of dead bodies being cremated in the funeral home.
可是我们走出来，其实我们比隔壁臭很多。
But when we walked out, we realized that actually the funeral home smelled better than us.
然后他们对我们也很苛刻，所以他们算时间算得很紧。
And our landlord was not very kind to us. They kept very tight tabs on the time.
所以我们聚会就是快排椅子，快唱诗，传道你快讲道，然后大家快走。
So our service was quickly put the chairs together, quickly sing hymn, quickly tell the preacher to speak, and let us go quickly.
那我那时候心里很难过，我就跟神祷告说：“神，你的殿是这样吗？”
At that time, I felt grief inside, and I prayed to God, saying, "God, is this how you want your temple to be?"
那时候我觉得我有一个感动，就是神说要有信心，我会在这里建立美好的教会。
I felt moved. I felt a change of heart. And I said to God, "God, we want to build a church for you in this place."
那接下来几年，我们也继续在皇后教会聚会啊，学习道理。
In the years that followed, we went to the church in Ozone Park and continued studying the Word.
那当你在一个教会久了，就开始会听到这边人说什么，那边人说什么。
When you are in one same church in for a time for quite some time, you will hear speaking about this person, about that person.
你就觉得当时给我们很多爱的大家，在这时候好像大家都有一些不高兴。
So now, the very blessed family that you entered now seems to have some points of discontent.
那两边都有他们道理，一边认为说，既然法拉盛是这么容易传福音的地方，我们应该要赶快建立。
There were two main factions. One of them said, given that it's so easy to preach in Flushing, we need to hurry up to establish a point of service there.
另外一边说，我们的财力这么的有限，我们的人力也很有限，为什么我们现在就要赶快去建立教会，只会增加教会的负担。
The other faction said, we have financial difficulties, we have human resources difficulties. How is it that this is the right time to do this?
那这样互相讲来讲去，然后有一些很情绪的字眼，让我觉得说好像在教会讲这些好像不太适当。
Now this discussion went on, there were some very personal or dramatic words that were uttered. We felt that was not appropriate to be said at church.
那我那时候也觉得很火热，既然神有应许，而且教会也需要，为什么我们不要分舍？
And at that time, I felt very strongly. I felt burning inside. I felt that if this is God's will and God is helping, why shouldn't we do this?
所以后来就有一段时间，在我常听到这个时候，我就回去就会为这个事情祷告。
When I heard more talking and blabbering in the background, I would go home and pray about it.
那结果在祷告中，我没有看到异象，但我一个感受是神要我把手举这样。
In my prayer, I didn't see a vision, but I had this thought from God to raise my hands like this.
他的意思就是叫，然后我就感受到神说 ，Do not get involved， 不能够牵涉在里面。
And as I raised my hands, came this thought from God, telling me, "Do not get involved."
在教会里面，如果不是为了真理的缘故。
a church, if it's not for the matter of defending the truth,
即使是为了神家的事,
even if it's concerning matters of the house of God,
不和睦就会惹神愤怒。
If we are not in one harmony, we will arouse God's wrath.
所以我被警告要在这事情站在这事情以外。
And therefore, I was instructed by God to not place an obstacle on the development of a holy work.
那这样又过了几年。
Several years passed after that.
神继续祝福我们，也一直加添我们的人。
And God continued blessing us and adding to our number.
那到后来你可以看得到，就像我们之前布鲁克林的 King 弟兄有报告过，如果你休息时间到我们这里来，你会以为我们是 daycare center， 是那个托儿所。
And like Brother King once said here, if you were to come during our break time, you will think that it is a daycare.
两三年前，我们有做过一个统计，我们从开始上幼稚园的，一路到 J1、J2 的学生，我们有七八十个。
We made a survey. We added up the numbers in the church. If you add all the kids from babies to J1, J2, we have 70 or 80 of them.
那我看到他们，我都觉得，因为我学生，我都觉得，哇，他们会复制吗？
So because I studied biology, when I see them, I said, how do these reproduce?
这个还没有算那个地上爬的、路上跑的，还有肚子里的。
There are those in the womb, those running, those crawling.
但我们真的觉得很感谢神，我们得到很多的祝福。
But no matter what, we thank God because this was His blessing.
因为那个梁传道娘来我们这边几个月也有 baby 了。郭传道娘，对不起，是梁传道的女儿。
It is a blessing what happens in New York. Sister Joyce, just a few months in New York, already is about to give birth.
所以各位如果想要有 baby 的，也许可以考虑搬到纽约来。
So if you want a baby and you have any difficulty, try New York. Why not?
所以我们的地方越来越小，那每次灵恩会的时候，你可以看到到处都坐满人。
Our place is tighter and tighter, and in spiritual convocation, every seat, every spot is filled.
然后教室也不够。
And our classrooms are not enough either.
而我们法拉盛有很多弟兄姐妹都是年纪很大的，要来这么一趟也真的很辛苦。
Many of our brothers and sisters in Flushing are elderly, so it is quite difficult them to with public transportation or other means to come to the Queen's Church.
所以大家开始越来越有共识，我们应该要分社出去。
So now there was more of a bit of a consensus that we needed to branch out.
那当然，在找的过程，我们也有遇到很多，大家还是意见很多，
course,
像每一个教会都一样。
Like any other church, in the process of finding a new chapel, there were many voices and opinions.
那我们纽约地区几乎所有的 broker， 法拉盛那附近的 broker 大概都已经被我们教会的阿姨烦死了。
We thought of every single broker in the region of Flushing. They all knew us. They were all tired of talking to us.
有时候带我们去看，我们看了就说，哦，太小。
And when they brought us to some properties, we said it's too small.
那有时候他带我们去看，够大了，他就说够大了吧。
And when we, when they showed us other listings, they asked us, "Is this big enough?"
我们就说太贵。
We said it is too expensive.
所以他们都不太。后来我们打电话，如果有看到一个件，我们打电话去对方 broker， 知道是我们都不太想接我们电话。
So when we saw a listing and we wanted to see it, and we contacted our broker, they didn't want to even talk to us.
中间也有几次，就是我们找到一个件物，然后也觉得还是不是很理想，但适当。那开价大概175,000-7,000+ square feet.
At that time, we saw a few properties that weren't that ideal, just passable, okay. And the price was 1.7 million for about 7,000 square feet.
是一个棺材店。
It was a coffee manufacturing facility.
然后就在那个殡仪馆隔壁。
Just right next to this same funeral home.
那所以他们说才会那个价钱。175万哦，说是低的价钱。
That is why it costs only $1.7 million.
那我们教会的人大家也有同意，就是说只要在200万以下，让我们的小组能够同意去寻找，而且去签约。
In the church, we have already made the agreement and given the okay that if the price is below $2 million, we can consider it as and sign an agreement.
那就像刚刚梁传道，早上梁传道说的，我们大概是勉强过了半数。
Just like a preacher Liang mentioned, the vote was passed, but barely, more than 50%.
结果我们签约的时候，人家说我们钱太少了。
And when we signed, they told us that we didn't have enough cash reserves.
所以我们又没有了。
And therefore, we lost the opportunity.
就这样子，我们又找了几年。
After this, several years passed, still in the search.
然后一直到最近，我们找到这个12,000多次的地方。
Recently, we found this 12,000 square feet facility.
那它距离的地点离捷运并不太离地铁并不太远。
It is not too far from the subway station.
那地是够大，可是房子非常的烂。
The land is a good size, but the building itself is not good at all.
另外它也是一个韩国的道场，所以我们不知道适不适合。
Apart from that, it was a Taoist building from a Korean agglomeration.
那刚好梁传道那时候也有过去有去看了。然后有跟总会讨论说可以买。
Brother Liang went to see the building himself, and after discussion with the USGA, they told us that it was okay to purchase it.
那当时对方开价是180万。
The asking price was 1.8 million at the time.
那我们想说，因为既然不是很理想，我们有点半开玩笑，我们就跟人家说，那150万可不可以
？And because it wasn't that ideal, we didn't care if we weren't considered in the bid. So we asked, how about 1.5? Is that okay?
我们其实真的有点开玩笑这个价钱。
We were just sort of joking with them.
但是对方就真的不理我们了。
And the other party didn't even pay attention to us.
但是过了一个多礼拜以后，对方说，别人给他们开价是150万，全部有几个团体全部都是要付贷款的。
Then they told us that there were other institutions and organizations that offer 1.5 million, but they all needed some sort of mortgage or loan.
那问我们愿不愿意付现金给他。
They asked us if we were willing to go all cash.
那因为我们教会是不跟外面贷款的，我们当然跟他说好。
Because if we're not in church, we do not take loans for purchase of buildings. We said, yes, this we can do.
那他们就要我们立刻要签约。
So they wanted us to sign a contract right away.
那我们就去跟我们的Queens 的财务说，哦，要签约了，赶快拿支票。
We went to our financial affairs in Queens and said, we need a contract. Please take out your checkbook.
结果我们的财务跟我们说，你们有通过吗？
But the financial asked, is this a pass already? It's approved?
我们就说之前已经通过，说200万以下就可以买啊。
And we said, well, didn't we agree that under $2 million, it's okay to sign a contract.
那财务就说，哦，不行，你们没有通过，我不能开这个支票。
The financial affairs said, no, if there is not a specific passing to buy this property, I cannot write you a check.
那一天传道跟教会一些负责人都不在。
That day, the pastor and some of the board members happened not to be there.
所以那个星期六，我们就只好开了紧急的投票或群那个。就只好紧急的开了会众的会议。
Therefore, that Saturday we have an extraordinary congregation meeting.
那在会议的过程，我也只能够很诚恳的把这整个过程说给各位给会众听。
And I can only tell you honestly and frankly how the meeting went.
那我已经祷告一整夜，可能我知道某某阿姨可能会说什么，某某叔叔可能会说什么，所以我整夜都不睡不着觉，一直在为这事情祷告。
I prayed the entire night for this. I know what sister might say about this. I knew what that brother might think about this.
结果没有一样也没有发生。
But nothing of this happened in the meeting.
那我们就投票了。
We cast our votes.
结果当我们说那赞同的请举手的时候
，When we said raise your hand for yay，
那我就看到我们的会众一个一个都举手了。
Then I saw every single one in the congregation raise their hand，
每一票都举手了。
Every single vote was a yes，
所以我就在前面哭起来了，然后我前面几排的妈妈们也都跟着哭了。
So I wept right there in the pulpit, and the moms in the first pew also wept with me.
就我忘记要做会议记录了。
I forgot that we needed minutes for the minute.
所以很没有经验，然后我们的弟兄就赶快冲出来说：“哦哟，我刚有写了，赶快拿去当会议记录。
”And my brother said, "Don't worry, I got you. I recorded what happened in the meeting. It's okay."
那我们当时也当然也很紧张，就是我们自己本身的 construction fund 大概只有55万。
At that time, we were very nervous. Our own construction fund in Flushing was $550,000.
那时候我们的传道就写给了我一句话，说不是依靠我们的势力，也不是依靠我们的才能，而是要依靠神的灵方能成事。
At that time, our pastor gifted me the verse, "Not by spirit, nor by might, not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of God."
那感谢主，我们就因着这样子的担心，我们就开始那时候请求我们的会众开始每个星期六的中午，我们都要祷告。
thank God. But after that, because of our financial situation, we asked the congregation to pray for this matter every single Saturday during lunch.
那结果后来在那一年的两年前的 NATS 的时候
2 years ago, during NATS,
那我们的传道有上去表达我们的困难，那黄传道还有各位，还有好几位长子都有帮助我们跟会众解释。
Our pastor explained to the NATS attendees our situation, our difficulties, our challenges, as did the other pastors and other workers.
结果我们就在那一年的，我们竟然在短短的四个月内，那一年的三月份，我们就把钱给准备好了。
Therefore, in just a short 4 months, we were able to gather the funds and get ready to purchase this property.
那因为我们这样子，长期的中午的祷告。
Because of this prolonged lunchtime prayer,
让我们变得更不一样。
We were transformed.
我们本来第一次一开始宣布说我们要祷告的时候，前面只有三个人。
The first time we announced a lunchtime prayer, only 3 members showed up.
经过我们这样一个月又一个月祷告下去，最后我们的会众几乎每一个人都参加中午的祷告。
But month after month, we saw almost everyone in the congregation joined for the lunchtime prayer.
我们也开始发现我们的访客越来越多了。
We also realized that we have more and more true seekers come to us.
有人拿着传单就来了。
And some people got a flyer from somewhere and came.
然后也有人在梦中受到神的指示，然后来到我们这里。
Some other people came because God told them in a dream to come to us.
我们有姐妹去受洗出来。一直哭。
There was a sister who kept weeping after she was baptized.
我们问她怎么了，她说她洗完，她发现她周遭通通都是血。
She said that she realized that after she came out of the waters, blood surrounded her.
连她的毛巾都是血。
Even her towel was dipped in blood.
她告诉我说，她之前得了癌症，她一直觉得，她一直问这个世界上为什么她这么好的人会得癌症。
Previously, she had suffered from cancer, so she kept asking herself, how is that me, a good person in this world, has to go through cancer?
那她来教会，我们听到说我们人有罪要悔改，她一直觉得说她真的有罪吗？
And when she came there to the church, and she heard that we are sinners, we need to repent, she kept doubting whether she truly had sinned.
等到她从水里出来，她才一直哭着说她的罪已经被神洗净了。
It was after she rose from the waters of the baptism that she acknowledged that her sins had been washed away by God.
所以神就这样子带领了我们一直到今天。
This is how God led us to the present.
也让我们除了让我们在硬体上开始有准备，也在我们的信心上面一直带领我们。
So not only he led us in terms of the physical construction of our church, but he kept on leading us in the growth of our faith. Preacher Wong.
可以给我看一下。
Is there anyone in the AV room to play the slideshow?
Okay, 谢谢。这个是我们，我想要跟大家分享一下几张照片。这个是我们在2013年，我们知道我们要成立两个 pray， 我们的妈妈生出两个双胞胎的时候，我们那一年的林恩辉拍的相片。
This is the pregnancy stage of the twins. This is a picture from Sister Convocation in year 2013.
那那一年我们都很感伤，因为每一个人都说，哦，以后不能每个礼拜见到对方。
And that year, we felt a little bit pain because we couldn't see each other every single week anymore.
好，下一张。
Next.
那左边这个是我们当时买的样子，是非常破败。旁边的居民都问我们说：“这是鬼屋吗
？”On the left is the property that we purchased. The neighbor's house. Hey, this is a haunted house. Can we come to play?
那我们要开始做工程的时候，他们都，我们本来就很害怕他们会给我们一些困难，但是他们却很高兴说：“哦，他们很高兴那个可怕的地方终于要走了，要来一个教会，他们觉得很平安。”
When we started construction and the premises, we were afraid that they would give us trouble because of disturbances, but they were actually happy that this haunted house was going our way and transformed into something else.
那隔壁是一棵树呢，我们上面有画爱心，就是我们从55万开始，然后我们的目标是175万，结果每一个礼拜，我们竟然就每一个礼拜几乎都可以画上一两颗爱心。
On the right hand side, what you see is a flushing construction fund level chart in the form of a tree. We started at 550,000, and each time we were able to add 2 hearts in 1 single week.
那这是三月份的时候， 三月份的时候我们大家达到了以后，几乎好多人都很开心去那个树那边跟那棵树合影。
And many people were happy to see the love in this tree grow. And when it reached the target in March, many people were happy to take pictures with it or just admire it.
啊，下一张。那这个是也感谢神，我们在去年终于纽约市政府批准了以后，那我们从九月份开始送建。那我们的建筑师跟我们说，我们很幸运可以赶在去年年底把它送出去，因为从今年开始，纽约市政府的建筑的规定本来就很严格，可是从今年开始它变得更严格，他觉得我们绝对不可能通过，所以幸好我们在去年九月市政府通过以后，十二月我们就把土送出去了。
So after the Department of Buildings of the City of New York approved our plans and our design, we learned that just after that, the Department of Buildings changed their policy, and our architect told us, if you were to have submitted this under the new terms and conditions of the Department of Buildings, it would not have been approved any, no way.
那更感谢神，市政府回来的规定，除了说，他对于我们所有，我们之前建筑师担心的部分，比如说地下室有厨房啦，我们要建那么多的厕所啦，就有很多那些我们教会需要的东西，政府应该会给我找我们麻烦或否定我们的申请的，结果没想到市政府连一个要求都没有。
The architect was worried about some unusual things that we wanted to plan for as a church. We need several facilities, restrooms, kitchens, a classroom. We have all these in the basement. So they are, so they.
但是回来却给我们很多的是要符合的安全规定，包括以后你可以看到我们有一个好像要去那个 amusement park 超长的那种给那个残障人士走的那个步道。
There are other regulations that we need to abide by. For example, it has to be handicap accessible, as you can see.
然后还要很多有关能源，要用比较贵的一些设施来节省能源。
Also, we have to use some more expensive materials for reasons of thermal insulation.
那我们最近也才发现说，当我们把它拆下去之后，室内必须要有洒水系统。可是当初他们交给我们的时候，洒水系统是假的，只有头在上面。
We realized also that we needed sprinklers as a firefighting purposes, but we realized the sprinklers that they had those heads was fake. There was no system inside the walls.
那所以现在市政府要求我们要从大马路上要挖一个七八十尺的大水管，一直进到我们的房子。
So the government required us to open a 7 or 8 foot long pipe from the mains into our property.
然后整个建筑还要我们家四五十个头。
And also to add 40 or 50 sprinkler heads to our building.
Okay. 但是我们也很感谢神，我们连在这中间也看到很多神的恩典，就是连我们的 contractor 都是神为我们所选的，因为我们选的那一位 contractor 在当时我觉得不是很适合，但也没有选择的情况下，我们本来要签合约了。
We thank God that he also chose a contractor for us. Originally, the contractor that we are thinking about was not quite good in my opinion, but we were pressed to sign the contract.
那我在祷告中就说，如果是不对的，就求神阻挡。
So in my prayer, I said, if God, this is not your will, please impede them.
结果在临时要签约的时候，发现对方没有保险，就被撤换了。
But when we were about to sign the contract with this cover, they had no insurance, so we changed contractors.
那现在这个我们自己这个 contractor 非常的认真，也为我们做很多的帮助。
Our current contractor is very helpful and very detailed in their work.
那这个是我来之前呢，我们的传道很关心，每次他只要从外地回来，他就立刻去照相。这是我来之前的情形。
This is right before I came. Our pastor cares very much about the church. Whenever he drives by, he takes a picture.
下一张。结果那天他前天晚上我们的另外一个负责人听到说我来要介绍，他半夜又跑去照了这一张。
When one of our board members heard that I was going to give this testimony to you today, he went and took this picture for me 2 days ago.
那其实中间还有很多恩典，我们已经来不及跟大家分享了。那我要在这里也要恳求大家继续为我们法拉盛祷告。
There is much of the grace of the Lord that unfortunately I have no time to share with you now, but I do ask you for your continued prayers for the Church of Flushing.
我们知道神已经给我们很多恩典了，我们过去也筹到了大概100万的经费。
There are many things that we need to do. Our costs go over $1 million.
而布鲁克林呢，他们在自己要分社的过程中，竟然还把他们的钱拿出来投了5万块在我们这里面，还给了我们10万块的贷款。
But The Brooklyn Church, even though they don't have a charitable building, they gave us $500,000 and also a loan for $100,000.
所以我们会永远记住我们这个双胞胎哥哥还是弟弟对我们的帮助。
And therefore, we will remember our twin and be able thankful to them.
那因为我们现在这些安全设施让我们加了很多的工程款，所以我们目前大概还有150,000的短缺。
And because of the safety measures we had to implement last minute, we still have $400 or $500 shortage in our funding.
那请求各位继续为我们的祷，继续为我们祷告。
We ask you to continue praying for us.
那也为我们布鲁克林寻找地方来祷告。
And also pray for us finding a place in Brooklyn as well.
但愿神的恩典可以继续在纽约地区，甚至整个东岸能够发亮发光，让神的殿里面都有他的心跟眼。
May God's blessing continue to be added to us, both in New York and in the East Coast.
感谢赞美主，愿一切的颂赞荣耀都归于我们天上的真神。
Thank God, all blessing, honor, and power be unto our heavenly Father. Amen.
我们还有一个弟兄要来见证。
We have another brother who is going to testify.
那因为时间的关系，我想祷告会的时候再请他见证。
But because of our constraint, we will ask him to testify during our evening prayer.
我就对我们见证的我做一些我的心得。
I'd like to share with you some of my thoughts as I heard these two testimonies.
王弟兄见证彭辉弟兄在主里安息。
Brother Wang mentioned how Brother Peng Fei rested from his labors in the Lord.
我们看到他虽然觉得死了最好，但是神的力量还有神的那种奇妙的作为在他身上显现。
Although he desired death at the time, Lord's power and Lord's grace was manifested in him.
最近加州，应该是加州的 governor 哈，应该是加州的 governor 哈，他们签了一个这个可以安乐死的法令，是不是？是加州吗？
I don't know if it's the governor of California, what state signed a law about related to euthanasia.
在很多州啊，其实已经有一些医生啊，专门帮助一些人自杀。
There are some doctors that basically help some of the patients commit suicide.
那在有些州甚至已经合法化。
In some states, it is already legal.
这告诉我们，其实很多人在临死之前，他那个痛啊。真的让他觉得很难过。
This speaks for the intensity of the pain that terminally ill patients feel.
但是我们从我们弟兄身上看到，虽然他也是同样的痛。
But all, we see from this brother that although he suffered the same exact pain as they do.
但是神的恩典呢，一样在他的身上。
God's grace is manifested in them no matter what.
所以下次如果你们有家人跟你说，明天主耶稣要带我走哦。
So if you hear any of your relatives saying, "Tomorrow the Lord is taking me home."
不一定要以为那是药物作用哦。
Don't think necessarily that he is under the effects of medication.
说不定他有神特别的启示。
Maybe it is a revelation from God.
亚伯拉罕在在还没有过世之前呢，他就先请就是其他的儿子都把他们差遣走了，因为他的财产呢要留给以撒，因为以撒才是应许所生的。
Before Abraham passed, he sent away all his other sons because he knew that Isaac would be his only heir.
这是在他可以做决定还活着的时候，他留下了遗嘱。
And this is the will that he left behind when he was still alive and well.
所以我们很多弟兄姐妹他们现在也学会了不要等到生命的最后一刻在很紧张的时候才来决定你心中想要做的事情。
Many brothers and sisters have learned from Abraham and do not decide at the last moment when emotions run high and nerves are also high what to do with the rest of their family and their possessions.
很多没有信耶稣的人他们可能爸爸妈妈有太多的东西了，所以有没有交代好小孩子这个为了这些爸爸妈妈留下来的东西爸爸留下来的东西吵架。
And many people don't think about it much. When they are wealthy, their children end up fighting for the inheritance.
甚至有一些例子因为孩子吵到一个结果呢，爸爸都没有办法平安的入殓。
In some extreme cases, because the children are fighting inheritance at the father's deathbed, the father didn't get a proper burial.
那所以我们也可以考虑这件事情。
So we can consider writing our will.
那 我们呢，这是你每个弟兄姐妹自己的选择了哈。
This of course is your own choice。
但是现在很多弟兄姐妹都觉得说，如果可以平平安安的走，在不可能有生存，就是说生存机会很小的情况之下哦，不抢救，其实也可以走得很尊严呐。
If we can pass peaceably, this is a good thing. But if we can give an order, do not resuscitate, that can also be a way of passing with honor as well.
比如说。
For example,
你已经你在最后一刻被抢救活过来了。
You were resuscitated and made alive at the last moment.
那你要依靠你被气切，要依靠氧气，其实是机器在帮你活着。你其实你已经好像没有活着了。
And now it is not you who breathe; it's a ventilator that keeps you alive. So you're not really alive as a machine that is artificially supplying you life.
但是如果你那个时候好像还可以自己，好像不是真的走，你如果已经这样做了，我们就不主张你用人为的方法把它拿起来，
if,
好像杀人一样，这样不可以。
This is a decision that has been already taken. Then we do not advocate removing the machine because this is a type of killing.
因为十诫说不可以杀人吗
？The commandment tells us do not murder.
所以唯一能够做的就是自然的。自然的是最好的。
So the only thing we can do is to pass away naturally. That is.
因为这个平常我们在讲道不会讲，因为有这个见证，所以小弟把自己的心得，跟大家来分享。
There is no real opportunity to mention this specific thing during sermon. So given that this was mentioned in the testimony, I thought it good to mention it in passing.
不可以杀人。
Thou shalt not murder.
所以有时候自然走不抢救，当医生觉得机会不多，不要抢救，自然走。也是一个非常好的选择，小弟觉得。
So, if we can pass away our natural causes with a do not resuscitate order, we pass away with intervention of the physician. In my opinion, this is a good thing.
就是彭辉弟兄他要坚持的。
Brother Peng Fei insisted on this.
那我觉得他那个生命的光辉，神的恩典。展现出他真的很关心自己的家人的信仰。
Through the light of his life and the way he led his life, he showed much care for the faith of his family.
最后放不下的就是希望家人能够继续持守在神的爱中。
And the last thing that he had in mind, which he could not let go, is to make sure his family remained in the love of the Lord.
感谢主，我们听到一个就是一个很好的弟兄安息主怀的见证。
Thank God, we heard a testimony of what a good brother passed in the arms of the Lord.
小兰姐妹，尤其她的先生，真的是神的恩典很大，因为他没有时间给她见证。小弟听过他们家的见证，那个就像他说的是，主耶稣抱着他的先生，牵着他的手，度过生命当中的一个最艰难的时刻。
The Lord showed great grace to Sister Shaolan, Brother Joey. It was as Sister Shaolan shared her testimony, although she didn't share in full length, I heard the version. It was as if God held Brother Joey as he walked through this very difficult period of their time, of their lives.
真的是一个很大的恩典。
It is really a wondrous blessing.
那在他们享受到恩典之后，我们也看到他们家爱神的心。
We see that after they received such a great blessing of the Lord, they showed their zeal and their love for God.
我们首先学习到就是说，教会有纷争，我们不要成为问题的一部分。
The first lesson is that when there is discord in the church, let us not become part of the problem.
我们可以举手，我们可以表决，我们可以讲话。
We can raise our hand when we vote. We can express our opinion. We can speak.
我们不要情绪哈，我们不要攻击。
Should not get emotional or attack other people personally.
我们。不要成为，我们要成为答案的一部分，不要成为纷争的一部分。
Let us be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
有时候教会分社成功了，可是信徒走掉了。
Many times the church successfully branches out, but the members are gone.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为没有和睦。
Because there is no harmony.
所以其实和睦才是最重要的。
Harmony, unity is what truly matters.
是不是这个时候要分社？什么时候要分社？那还是其次。
What to branch out to, where to branch out to, when to branch out, this is secondary.
所以真正荣耀神的 是我们大家可以同心合意。
What truly glorifies God is our unity, our one mind.
同心合意没有一起同心祷告很难呐。
It is quite difficult to achieve one-mindedness without praying together.
那个没有真正的发动祷告运动，有时候，昏睡是很危险的。
If we don't dedicate ourselves to the work of prayer, sometimes branching out is very dangerous.
好，记得他刚刚所说，他祷告的感觉就是。不和睦，神会生气。
Remember what Sister Shalan said: if we are not in harmony, we arouse God's wrath.
啊，我们也听到他整夜祷告，为了一个信徒大会祷告。
We also heard how Sister Shalan prayed for the general congregation meeting of the next day.
啊，最后他们因为这个 project 哈，从三个人中午祷告到全会中一起祷告。
And because of this project of branching out, they started on for three members praying all the way to all the congregation praying.
这个房后教会曾经拒绝人家洗礼，至少拒绝八个。八个吗？还是十几个？忘了，就是很高的数字。我说传道，是不是你太年轻了？怎么拒绝这么多？
there was at least eight true seekers who were refused baptism because of their circumstances. And I asked the preacher, saying, "Preacher, what's wrong with you? Maybe you're too young."
我的意思是说，其实那边慕道者真的很多。
What I mean is there are many, many true seekers in the New York area.
他们那个自己走进来的一个月大概多少人呢，小兰
？How many people are walking on their own every month?
每个礼拜都有访客，新的访客。
Every single week we have new visitors in Flushing.
所以这个地方是一个很特别的地方。
It is quite a special area.
那我们如果心里有感动，也可以来帮助这项圣工。
If we are touched, we can help in this holy work.
因为其实我们把这个我们的资源投在一个福音的事工上面是很有价值的。
It is very valuable and meaningful for us to put our resources into God's work.
我们也为他们来祷告。
Let us continue to pray for them.
好，那我们见证会到这边，大家一起来默祷。
Let's conclude our testimony session. Let us pray in silence.